What's upset you now?
When people give you more than one missed call, what do they think?
That is so annoying. Because certain people, I've got one person in mind now, and it's just like, the common sort of courtesy in this day and age is to text someone and say, are you free for a chat, isn't it? Before phoning them up, really. I think that has become the sort of protocol. But some people, it's like, mate, I'm obviously not able to answer the phone, am I? You've phoned me five fucking times.
And what do they think five will mean that one won't? I know that you have called me, and the protocol is I see this and I get in contact with you in return. What's worse is missed calls and a message that says, call me. One or the other. They all mean the same thing.
I know. Yeah, like, it's registered. I've seen that you've called me.
The worst thing is when my mum does it, and you get, like, 15 missed calls, and obviously the first thing you think is, Dad's dead. That's obviously what you think.
That's exactly right, yeah.
What else are you going to think?
Yeah, everything all right? Yeah, just fine. I just thought I hadn't spoken to you for a while. So what, you thought you'd phone me 15 times?
Have you ever had it when someone's tried to call you and you've not responded, and then they have called you out because they've seen you post on social media?
Oh, all the time.
Horrific. Unacceptable.
That's the problem, isn't it? It's so easy to get caught out now. Have you got a joint bank account, Jake? You and your fiance, girlfriend?
No, we broke up, so we cancelled that. We closed it. Thought it'd be weird.
I tell you what annoys me. It is when someone sort of refers to... No, but your girlfriend. Sorry, have you had a joint bank account? I have actually gone red.
I forgot. She has left him.
It's exactly what I was thinking about. I'm surprised Jake didn't go there first. Sean, have you got a joint bank?
Yeah, we kept ours going.
A joint bank account with their current partner, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, so go on, tell me about it. I don't, tell me about
it. The moment has passed.
Jake, I can't stand it when you text someone and they call you back. Like, no, I've texted you. This is a text conversation.
That is the equivalent of you doing a joke reply to someone's tweet and then responding to it on Instagram. We're on this thing at the minute. We're texting, we're here. You don't change the platform.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like if you asked how I was and I sang the reply.
Paul, how's it going?
Good.
Oh, I thought you'd sing.
Oh, I see. Sorry, man.
We'll go all out with it. He's going to call Sean to see how he is. No, there's no reply. Ding dong. Hello, Jake. I'm sorry, Mr. Cool, so why for?
I've had to close my joint bank account.
Oh, she has left it. I forgot about that.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Guys, I think we're on a level here. I think the three of us... I think I've got something that the three of us, I think... I'm quite confident, can strongly agree on. People, without any warning, FaceTiming you. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be sort of like a couple of WhatsApp messages and then a FaceTime call. It's like, no. Let's just leave it messages. It's like all of a sudden, oh, sorry, I just thought I'd FaceTime you.
That is the equivalent of sort of meeting up with someone, going to shake their hands, they turn you around, pull down your trousers and stick up your arse.
It's not quite that far, is it? Fucking
hell. But you see what I mean? You see the point I'm trying to make?
I had a missed FaceTime call this week, so I responded simply by saying, I assume this was a mistake, and they haven't got back in touch with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you ever need that?
Well, you always assume it's a mistake, don't you?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
freaks me out when someone phones out of the blue. You're like, what is... What?
Yeah. Messages. It's so much... See, there's that new thing now where it's supposed to be Twitter, but it's for voice notes. Who needs that?
When social media start copying other social medias, like the Twitter story, and then like...
Oh, my God.
And also,
God.
Like, when did Instagram start linking up to Facebook? I don't have I have a Facebook page, which I very, very rarely go on. I'll occasionally sort of go on there if I've got a gig I'll post about or something like that. And then I go on there and there'll be a load of replies to stories that have now disappeared. It's like, ah, lol, yeah, I know that. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Do you know what I mean? Like the story, they're replying to stories yeah. like you would do when you've got a story up on Instagram, but by the time you get there, the story's no longer there. I used to have one of these. One of what? And it's my own fault. The story was there, but it's like 2 weeks later, I'm on Facebook. Like, what are you talking about? I sort of go on there and I go, oh, you two make such a nice couple. And I'm like, yeah, we're not together anymore. Really looking forward to the wedding. The fucking wedding's off, mate. Thanks for bringing it up.
My Amazon, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I'd love to know what you think about this. The Amazon delivery guy, right, the other day, banged on my window.
Have you seen this person that got a HelloFresh delivery that was on Twitter yesterday? And the person that gave it a Coke bowl full of piss.
What?
What? I got HelloFresh delivery. And it's a as part of it, there was a bottle of Coke. They gave him a bottle of piss. So he's like tweeting. There's a massive long thread on Twitter. He's going, oh, HelloFresh, would you like to explain this? I got a bottle of piss for my delivery. And everyone's sort of going... So some people go, well, it's obviously someone who's not happy with the wages that they're getting paid or whatever. And then some people are treated like a whodunit, going, well, maybe he had a piss in the lorry because he was worried about that. People have turned it into a thing about, like, workers' rights, saying, oh, I don't think this person should get sacked. I think they should be given a chance. Then they're going, oh, well, how are they going to know who it was? They're going to say, well, they're going to have to do a DNA test. I'm fucking hellfire.
Oh, I think if you've pissed in a bottle of Coke and served it to someone, you can be sacked.
They're flipping it around to the bloke. They're going to the guy who's tweeted saying, oh, actually, mate, I don't think you should be tweeting this because the person might be having a really tough... It's like, he's just been delivered a bottle of piss. What do you mean? Oh, okay, mate, yeah, that's right. Stick it up on Twitter for everyone to look at. I wanted a Coke. I've now got a bottle of piss.
This is bullying people with weak bladders. This is abuse.
Where was he supposed to piss, mate? In a toilet? Yes! I think you should find out how badly you needed a piss before you start sticking it all over Twitter.
Another thing of mine would be the rain.
What are you on about?
Going out in the rain. I just hate the rain.
I hate the wind more than I hate the rain. Carry on.
The wind is annoying because you almost can't see it. And you get annoyed at something you can't actually see. It's a bit like a horror film. But the thing with the rain is, my plans are cancelled. If we're supposed to meet up something that's raining, I'd go, I assume we're not doing this today. We should just stay in. Snow days, I can live with this. I can go out in the snow. The rain, I just... Everything's ruined. As soon as you leave the house, everything's ruined. Hate it. I just think it just makes anything depressing. If I've got a gig and a long drive and it's raining, I'm just like, this is just going to be horrible. This is just... I'm in the mood straight away. Sitting in the car, having that going along, all this thing, having to walk along the side of the road, wonder if the car's going to realise there's a puddle there and drive through it and get you and then just drive off and not even realise it's completely ruined your day. I hate it. I hate it so much.
I tell you what I hate, walking to work in the pissing rain, no umbrella, get absolutely drenched, and then it stops raining the second you walk through the threshold of your work. You're like, oh, you've got to be shitting me. Sun comes out, you're sat there drenched.
Yeah, but it's not stopped raining, has it, Paul? You've obviously just walked in and there's a ceiling. Think about it.
The most annoying thing that ever happened to me was when I was living up in London and I was working in a bar and I'd gone home and the house, I don't know if I've ever told either of you this before, the house that we were living in was on an electricity meter, so it was like 50p to top it up. And occasionally, this guy that we were living with, you'd go home and he would never top it up. He was like a proper sort of stoner and his brother lived nearby. So whenever he got home and the electricity had run out, he'd just fuck off around to his brother's for a few hours and come back when he knew someone else would have come back and discovered it. So I came back, pissing down with rain. I had a shift at work that night. Get in, the electricity's not on. I'd planned I was going to cook myself some like beans on toast to go. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. The KFC round the corner. So I walked round in the pissing rain, got myself a KFC Zinger burger, got back to the flat, lit a candle to eat this KFC, opened it as I was a bit thin, but whatever, bit in. They'd forgotten to put chicken in. It was just a burger bun with mayonnaise and lettuce. It was like, Travis, come on, in the background. Why does it fucking... Couldn't believe it.
Kentucky Hides chicken.
Oh, man. My point with the joint bank account, if I dare to go back to it, is just sort of like... It's just in reference to like when people sort of text you and then you see them, they sort of grass themselves up on like social media. You text them, they don't text back, then they tweet or you ring them and blah, blah, blah. But it's just like having a joint bank account. You constantly get notifications through when sort of like... So whenever you spend money on it, you get like a text... So it's like having a private detective. You're like sort of like the thing or being a couple of minutes later get a call. Having a nice time in Nando's, are you?
Do they give you chicken this time? Another thing I had this week, just annoying. I don't even know where to start or where my actual complaint is because it's so big. I bought a sofa from DFS, probably my first mistake. They got it off the van, and then I was so excited. I thought, I'll help you. So I get all the... Because it's lockdown, I've had an armchair.
Jake, you said they got it off the van, but surely they got it out of the van. It's not like on top of a van.
Yeah, but if you're on a bus, you're not on... If you text me and said I'm on a bus, I'm not expecting to come skateboarding.
Oh, great comeback. Sorry, mate, I just got to get out the bus.
It's Sean on the bus.
That's what it should be. I don't know why you're laughing. That's what it should be. I've always thought it. Are you out of a bus? You don't get off the bus. You get out of a bus.
No. I think it's because it's raised off the road. You're coming off it, aren't you? Out as if it goes straight out of the building onto the street. So you get thrown out of a pub. You don't get thrown off a pub. You get thrown off a bus. You don't get thrown out of a bus.
But the baby's coming out of the mother. It's not coming off the mother, is it?
Have you ever been on a plane journey where there's been a drunk, like someone really drunk?
No.
Oh, I can remember coming back from Portugal on holiday years and years ago. You could just tell these blokes were trouble straight away. And this was going from Gatwick to Portugal, sorry. We waited about half an hour for these people to turn on and the bloke walked on short, pissed up, as he walked on the plane.
On the plane or in the plane?
As he got in the plane.
See? In the plane, exactly.
Off of the tarmac into the plane. He walked down and really goes, easy jet. He goes, I've never had to work so hard in my fucking life. He walked out and they were just... And they were just absolutely pissed, nightmare the whole way over. And the police were waiting for them when we got to Portugal. We had to sort of sit on the tarmac for 2 hours and wait for them to get out of the plane.
But what happened was, they got the sofa out of the van and the arms fell off.
Yep.
And it was broken. They said, it's broken, we have to take this back. It's taken them 8 weeks to build this thing. Apparently they build it specially just ready to order. It arrived broken. So they took it away again, left me with just the footstool, and then I had to call them. I had to call DFS to say, what's happened with my sofa? And they said, we've got the system here that's been delivered. I said, no, it's not been delivered. It couldn't be delivered. They had to take it away. So they said, someone will call you tomorrow. We won't know over the weekend. The place is shut at the weekend. We'll call you on Monday. Nobody called me on Monday, so I called them. They went, yeah, it says here that you rejected the delivery of the sofa. I didn't reject the delivery of the sofa. The sofa arrived broken. So now they're like, okay, well, we can't get hold of the manager. We've got no idea where the sofa is at the minute. Nobody, obviously, I've got to go on Twitter now and start tweeting them like one of those people because it scares them into doing something.
Oh.
Nobody knows until I call them on Tuesday, I tweet them on Tuesday, call them on Wednesday, then someone calls me Thursday, 6 days later. Hi, is that Mr. Lamb? But yeah, hi there, just arranging delivery for your sofa tomorrow. Just checking everything is okay. And she's so nice, I can't even get mad at her. So there should be something or somebody that you're just allowed to meet up with for just 10 minutes and just let it all rip. And he's wearing a DFS outfit and you can just, I don't know, maybe he's even got a big thing on, you can punch him with a helmet on or something. Get rid of it and then I can just go and relax on my sofa.
It's so annoying, is it? You never get the person.
You never get it. There should be someone.
This person is oh, they're just getting paid £10 an hour to sit on the phones, and I've done that job, and it's not, you just sort of like, I'm not, you can vent the frustration, but you're not actually getting to the person that is.
You're not getting to the guy in the, and obviously I don't want to meet the guy in the factory, in the warehouse fixing it, because he's going to be massive, and if he's scary, and I'd say it's fine, but I just, so I'm just left with this woman called Julie.
Who built this thing? That guy over there, Jeff. Okay, get the phone guy back. Get Cassandra back on. Yeah, I'll just go and get Jeff now. Hello? What's the problem? Nothing, mate. I'd like to speak to Cassandra again, please.
Just call him to say, top job on the sofa. Love the arms.
I think I actually prefer it without the arms, to be honest with you.